By Loth's web, you're too much. With stories like that, you are sure to fit in with the rest of the guild, no problem. Your energy is exactly what we happen to be looking for around here. You see, last month, we lost quite a few members to a poaching done by the Visions of the Living. Terrible cults. It's just started and it's popped up everywhere, taking people and things that don't belong to them. It's why I am in the market of finding someone who would be a useful member of the guild. Maybe some entertainment for the existing members. You know, some sort of a morale boost since things seem to be so glum. I was starting to get hopeless, you know, thinking no one was actually going to live up to my expectations. Turns out, I was just waiting for you to walk through my doors. Now, I would be willing to let you into the Darkbane Guild as an introductory member. You will have to earn the approval of the other officials, but with your charisma, I'm sure you're not going to be on the bottom rung for too long. If you want to join us, all I need are your initials right here on this piece of paper. Do you need a pen? Right here. Very good. And your name printed right along this line. Good, good. Date and initial here. And don't forget the dates. And here, put your initials. And sign right along here. There we are. Welcome to Darkbane. I'll put it with the rest of the contracts in a bit. In the meantime, you should follow me. It's probably a good thing that you get to know the building for the guild you just joined, right? Come on, this way. You'll notice that we have a winding hallway that feels like a maze. It was built like that on purpose. You'll memorize the paths you need soon enough. In the meantime, just try to find a guide. On the left, you'll see quite a fair bit of bedrooms. Most of our members prefer to sleep here with us. Some have bunks, some prefer to sleep solo. Some rooms have two separate beds. It's whatever makes you feel the most comfortable. If you make a left here, you will make your way to the kitchen. But that's not where we're headed. We are making a right. There is a very specific place that I am taking you. Just because it's your first day doesn't mean that I'm going to go easy on you. I'm sure the others are chomping at the bit to get a taste of the newbie. Are you excited to meet everyone? You should be. Everyone here is fairly nice. I'm actually taking you to a room where you'll be properly introduced to some of our most important members. As long as you don't manage to get on anyone's bad side, I'm sure you're going to do just fine. Besides, you aren't going to be on the lowest rung forever. I'm sure in 6 months you're going to be promoted from this position. You'll be the one telling others what to do. Can tell from the spark in your eye that you've got some sort of passion. that you were looking for a purpose. Let the Dark Bane Guild give it to you. You'll earn more impressive bounties the more jobs you do for me. And the more jobs you complete for me, the more trust that is earned. Sounds simple, right? Don't worry, we're almost there. Just a bit more to go. You'll get used to the length of these hallways soon enough. Everything tends to take a while around here. That's why I said at first you might want to find a guide to walk you through the maze. Our corridors are kept confusing on purpose. Supposedly to help keep out intruders, as well as make sure only those in the know where certain things are. The more steps you take, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the more lost you feel. It's a very powerful protective technique that was developed. You won't have to worry about getting lost today, though. I'm going to stay right by your side. Now, before we enter the room, I need to do something first. The other guild members would never forgive me if I were to not only bring you into this room, but I did it without any sort of precautions. So what is going to happen next is a bit of sensory deprivation. It's to keep the other, not-so-public members of the Darkbane Guild anonymous. As the face of our guild, as well as the treasurer, it's important for me to be front-facing. For our less legal ventures, some of the women prefer to be anonymous. If you are able to prove yourself to them, then you'll have earned a spot. Do you wish to continue? Very good. First things first, I'll take your vision. My hand goes over your eyes, and your world instantly turns dark. The spell will wear off in an hour, don't worry. Nothing that is happening is permanent and will all wear off by the morning. My hands glaze over your ears, taking away anything that isn't directly from me. I need to protect my girl's anonymity to the best of my ability. If you were to hear one of their voices in public, well, that could lead to my entire system being dismantled. That's not going to happen. So now you can't hear anything besides what I want you to hear. And finally, cuffs magically appear, locking your wrists behind your back while all your clothes magically disappear. I think now we're ready to go in. After you. This way, Angel. You're okay. You're going to feel a table with some cushions that I want you to crawl on. While you get yourself comfortable, ladies, please. I know this one is extra delicious looking, but please be on your best behavior. Don't worry, you are all going to have a chance. This angel decided to walk through my doors today and volunteer for this exact position. I figured since the Visions of the Living was able to take so many people by promising them some simple entertainment, we would get to have one of our own. Angel here signed the free use clause, ensuring that everyone at Darkbane Guild has unlimited access to all of their holes. I seriously doubt that the visions of the living have someone that looks as good as this. Am I right, ladies? So, I am going to take a seat at the head of the table and let you girls have your way with Angel here. I figured the best way to prove that you can handle being free use is by letting you experience it with those who are most important to me. If you can make everyone in this room feel good, you've earned your spot. Easy enough, right? You'll be thanking me for that. Especially since it looks like Rem is wasting no time lining up right behind you and slamming all the way home. I bet that feels good. Listen to that, my, my. Not even trying to hide how good it feels to be filled with Minotauran cock. Only once she's buried all the way to the hilt does she stop and let you adjust. It feels good. Just enough of a distraction before you feel fingers invading your mouth. Be careful, Grot. You're like twice the size. My goodness. Choking around one of her massive orc fingers. You let out a whine as Rem starts to thrust in and out. Better get used to this treatment if you want to be the free use entertainment. You're the one that signed the paper. Did you not read it all the way through, Angel? Listen to you. Not even upset. Just making a happy noise in agreement as your mouth is stuffed full of pussy. The two ladies are certainly enjoying themselves. Bet you wish you could hear it, could see it. Getting filled with cock from one end, tasting pussy with another. If only you had the vision to see who was taking you. It's better this way. Everyone can take their turns. And if it doesn't work out, you get to keep your dignity. They get to keep their anonymity. It's really the best of both worlds. Look at you. Putting that tongue of yours to proper work. Think if you pay enough attention to Grot, that Rem is going to quietly come inside you and scamper off? I don't think you know how Daddy Rem likes it. Oh, you like the sound of that, don't you? Taking a Minotaur's cock so deep in your fuckhole as your mouth swallows another mouthful of slick. You moan as you feel another set of hands trail down your spine. Reminding you that it's not just these women, there's more. There's an entire room watching you. You are going to be here all night long, making sure we all come. Only way to get out of the bottom rung, but let's be honest. You're not sure if you want to leave. This is heaven for you. Getting these two women to take their pleasure in your lewd body. That's what being free use means, doesn't it? Yeah. I see that Rem doesn't feel like holding back this time. Already giving you your first cream pie of the night. Oh, I just know that makes you happy. Feeling her dump an entire load inside you. I guess she didn't want to take too long because there's a line already forming. Not that you would be able to tell. Your wrists stay firmly behind as your mouth worships Grot's cunt. You feel warmth behind you. Try to guess who or what it is. And that's when you feel a tentacle enter inside. Not expecting it to feel so thick or slimy. It's not exactly nice of Cess to be teasing you with her tentacles like this, but I'm not really one to judge. I'm just here to enjoy the show you're putting on. Grot's modes of pleasure pick up as you start to work your mouth faster, flicking your tongue around, paying extra attention to her clits. You're going to earn that nickname of Angel and make her come just like this, aren't you? Oh, look at you go. Getting closer the more you take. Not even aware of how close you are to your own release. So focused on pleasing others. Just how it should be. Letting Grot ride out her orgasm by grinding against your face. Smearing her juices against you. Not that you'll be able to do anything with your wrists in the position they are. Just have to feel it slowly drying against your face as another one of my girls takes her spot. Open wide, Angel. It seems that Rem wants you to clean her cock real quick. You're not going to keep Daddy waiting like that, are you? I didn't think so. Look at you, eagerly lapping at her cock, swallowing every taste of yourself. That's perfect, Angel. Must feel so good as Cess's tentacles take you apart. One starts to stroke you in time with her thrusts as she keeps going. Finding a pace that's good for her, but punishing for you. Being taken from all sides. You can't help yourself as you let go. Coming all over yourself. It's okay, Angel. You're all right. It's a good thing that you can come like this. It means that none of us have to waste time on something unimportant. Just being fucked is enough to get you off, isn't it? Coughing as Rem leaves your mouth, allowing Sentry to take its place. You've never had a Warforged before, have you? I'm sure you'll get used to the metal as it enters your throat. She's extending her clit for you to make it easier for you to reach. How nice! You don't have to strain your neck anymore. You should be extra grateful for the help, Angel. Sentry wouldn't do that for just anyone. No, when they have a mouth as talented as yours... I'm not sure I would hesitate either. Rocking her thorax back and forth, thrusting between your lips as you let out another moan. The tentacles playing with your other end are starting to be a bit too distracting. You're doing well, Angel. Keep going. You can do it. You haven't even had me yet. If you're already this close, if you're already this desperate, how are you going to take me? I've just been enjoying the view from all the way over here. Your own cum drying against you as you get closer to the edge. Not a second to adjust or catch your breath. Just another wave of pleasure as Seth continues to fuck into you. You just can't focus your attention on Sentry like she deserves, huh? Trying your best to keep your attention on what's ahead. It's not like you can see or hear. You have to rely on touch and taste for that. Her cold hand strokes against your warm skin. The tentacles continue to take you apart, curling just perfectly inside you, playing with that little bundle of nerves. You just came, Angel. Are you really going to let go again? Do you really not have an ounce of self-control? I would have thought that someone coming into a monster guild would behave better than this. Absolutely depraved as you rock into the tentacles, trying to take it deeper, make both Sess and Sentry feel good. Better be careful or else you're going to make me jealous. Did you forget that you still have to make me come too? Can tell that pushed Sess over the edge, instantly filling your hole with another load. Keep it all inside you. Don't push any of it out. Sess's cum belongs inside your needy hole. You don't want to seem ungrateful for being given a shot like this. How often is the Darkbane Guild going to open up for new members? You're grateful for this chance, aren't you? That's right. Love being free use almost as much as you love fighting. You're a match made in heaven. Letting out a sad sound as the tentacles leave your hole, clenching around nothing, waiting for the next person to take their spot. First Rem, then Sess. Is there even going to be any room for me? Slowly making my way, taking my place behind you as you continue to give attention to Sentry. It's a lot easier when you only have one person to please. But don't worry, Angel. The longer you're with us, the easier this is going to become. Soon you won't remember what it was like to be empty. Always taking care of someone, being filled or doing the fucking. It makes you want more, doesn't it? Moaning as you continue to swallow around her clit, letting her thorax face fuck you despite the tears starting to appear. You don't want it to stop. Begging for more. Begging for her to go harder. You love this. Feel yourself getting closer the more she uses you. Let's see if my magic strap is able to compete with Sess's tentacles or Rem's cock. Something tells me you don't care if it's the real thing or some sort of stand-in. As long as you're being fucked, then you're happy, aren't you? Then let me make you ecstatic, Angel. Fuck. What a good idea on my part to use my magic to link the strap to my clit, making sure I could feel good while I fuck you. No reason to give you time to adjust or wait or even go sweetly, because I'm not the first one inside you, and I am most definitely not going to be the last. At least, if the way Sentry is looking at you is anything to go by. Cess has already taken a spot right after Sentry. Meanwhile, Rem has lined up behind me to take another turn. It seems that Daddy wants to see just how many loads you can take. Gotta earn your spot at the Darkbane Guild. We don't accept just anyone. Every single one of these ladies in this room started off in the exact same spot as you. Hell, even I did. And we all worked our way up from the bottom rung to our current positions, where we get to play with the pretty new things like yourself instead of being them. If you try hard enough, you'll be able to get there too. Not that you seem too pressed to move up from this position. Can't see anything. Don't know who is going to have you next. Can't hear anything except my voice because it's more important for my girls to keep their privacy than it is for you. After all, if they see you in public, the most one of them is going to do is walk away. We can't say the same about you, can we? Oh, fuck. You feel amazing wrapped around me, Angel, gripping my strap with every ounce of strength you have left as Sentry fills your mouth. Go on, swallow it. You don't want to disappoint her after she just worked so hard to come inside you. Swallow it all down. Come on. Yeah, just like that. Good job, Angel. I know it probably tasted a bit odd. She is a warforged, and that was her clit, but you don't need to worry. Probably don't have the ability. Fucked stupid at this point. Can barely make a sound as I feel me continuing to thrust from the other side. Drool starts to escape as you wait for the next person to take their place. Seems your mouth is being given a bit of a break. How lucky for you. I thought Cess was going to take her turn, but it seems there's more important things. I think it might be because everyone wants to hear you come. My own hand snaking around and starting to touch you with purpose. That feels good, doesn't it? I've got you, Angel. You're doing good. Going to come all over my strap just like you're supposed to. Don't even have to train you. So naturally obedient. Such a greedy, insatiable, slutty thing. Gripping around my strap. Trying to get me to come so much quicker. Don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hold out. Not with the dirty tricks you're pulling. Feel too fucking good, split open. Take me nice and deep. Probably didn't even have to touch you to get you to come. Still left achingly sensitive from your previous orgasm. You're going to let go again, aren't you? It just feels so good to be fucked open like this. To take load after load. Already had two women use your mouth. Three use this hole. Who knows how many more are going to have their way with you before the night's up. You're performing so well. I think I might need to bring in some reinforcements. Make sure you can take it all. Oh, you would love it, wouldn't you? Listen to that. You want the whole office to see you behave like such a depraved creature. Getting closer with every thrust of my magical strap inside you. Can't help the sounds you make, the pleasure you feel. Oh, yes, yeah, right there. Without any sight or hearing, it's the only thing you can focus on as your pleasure grows. It's inescapable as you grind yourself against my hand, fucking yourself harder against me. No matter what you do, you end up feeling good, pushing yourself closer to the edge. Oh, clenching around me, trying to get me to come. You just won't be happy until my load is filling you up, mingling with cess and rems already in there. Oh, let's see you take it. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. You can do it. Make me come. Show me that you deserve the privilege of being free use here. I only take the best of the best. Show me why you deserve a place that you're worth my time and effort. Make me come. Oh, that was exactly what I was looking for. Made me feel so good. Did you call me too, Angel? Listen to that, girls. So cute and all fucked out. Here. Why don't you guys go find the other group and have them wait outside? I'm going to stay in here with our newest plaything and make sure Angel is all right. I'm sure you're feeling a bit tuckered out. How are you doing? You hanging in there okay? So you're enjoying yourself then? Is that what I'm hearing? I just wanted to check in. Make sure you were still enjoying yourself and still wanting a place. I know this is a bit atypical of a guild, but when you're already made up of fellow monsters, creatures, abominations, and the ilk, you tend to create other ways of building a bond. Traditional methods kind of go out the window. You're going to be quite popular, Angel. I can already tell. Take a moment, catch your breath, and rest. My compatriots should be here in a few minutes with the rest of the group, and that's when the real test will begin.